Brilliance Audio presents The Buried World by Jeff Wheeler, performed by Emily Wu Zeller. As soon as Bing Mei landed, she swung the rune staff in a wide arc. The wood jolted against her hands as the staff connected with heads and bodies. Shouts of surprise were followed by cries of pain and alarm. Firelight from the Kyungdao's torches twisted and deformed the shadows against the walls of the cave. Twirling the staff, she blocked someone who thrust at her with a blade, deflecting it, and then reversed the staff and jabbed him in the throat. She crossed her legs, sweeping the staff down then around, and struck another man in the face. Planting one foot, she flipped around and kicked another bandit in the gut, knocking him back into his fellows. With a quick glance back, she saw Mie Shi do a dive roll, come up, and strike the heel of her hand into someone's jaw. Daman Her, one-armed, swung his sword in lethal circles, carving a path through his enemies with an almost bored look on his face. She whipped the staff around and down, clubbing someone on the head, and then rushed forward to where New Kyungdao were clambering up the boulders to reach Bing Mei's section of the cavern. The first one who did was met with a kick to the stomach, and he flailed his arms as he fell backward to his doom, his face grotesque with terror. She didn't care. Someone grabbed her from behind, and she felt the cold bite of metal at her throat.
I know who you are, the Kyungdao growled in her ear. The master wants you alive.
Dropping the Maywood staff, she gripped the wrist of the hand at her throat, then stomped backward on the man's foot. He grunted with pain, and she pulled the arm away, using it to flip him over her back. But he surprised her when he landed in a low crouch instead of falling onto his back. Even more so when he swung his leg around to trip her. Bing Mei jumped to avoid the sweep and did a palm strike into his face, which he caught with his other hand before kicking her in the stomach. The blow took her breath away and knocked her backward. She stared at him in surprise. This man was not a Kyungdao after all. He'd clearly been trained in one of the mountain temples, a Kwansun, in the ways of fighting. Although he was dressed in furs like the others, she thought she saw a flash of colorful silk beneath them. His eyes were dark and menacing as he lunged forward, the knife held protectively in front of his face. He did a series of jabs before dropping down to sweep her legs again. More Kyungdao appeared at the top of the bluff, shouting as they joined the fight. Bing Mei retreated, and her adversary's legs struck the stone pillar formed by the natural processes within the cave. She ducked around the other side and attacked him again, only to notice one of the approaching Kyungdao had picked up her Maywood staff. Bing Mei scowled and ran at him, launching into a flying kick that struck him in the side of his head, dropping him. She snatched the staff while it was still upright and then swung it around, catching the warrior's wrist with it as he swept the blade down at her.
You will come with me,
he snarled at her. She launched at him again, levering the staff behind her back before coming at his head. He dodged to one side and kicked her knee, the blow sending a spasm of pain down her leg. He then whipped his knuckles at her forehead, but she managed to yank away just in time. She had the sinking feeling she was outmatched, even with the staff, but she tried to subdue her worry and focus on the fight. The phoenix blade called to her, whispering that she should use it to kill him, but she didn't have enough time to draw the weapon. He jumped high in the air, his boot aiming for her head. Bing Mei dived forward and slammed him in the ribs with her staff. The Kyungdao were everywhere now, like an ant hive that had been disturbed. He grabbed hold of the staff with one hand and yanked her toward him. Maybe she should release the staff. Maybe he was counting on her doing just that. Instead, Bing Mei got closer and pushed with all her might, setting him off balance. She kicked the side of his leg, and he dropped down to one knee, his face twisting with pain. Then, pulling hard on the staff, she tried to lever him backward, but he let go, sending her reeling.